Well, we have a question like this. Shito machzo mai, what's going to be if the Edom sign 1.5 lines below? So, Toshima coming here. It says, here, Edom shnei shitim posel. Only because they were away 2 lines. Or shito machzo kosher. Masha, if they're only away 1 sheet to 1.5, then it's still kosher. But the more aim is safe to say, what does it say to say? Shito achas kosher. If it was below 1 line, then it's kosher. Mashma shita achas huda kosher, hoshita machta posel, sechura elamihol lekla mashma mino. For me, you can't bring any proof to know clearly what's going to be the locha between 1 line and a half. So Gemara says, I call upon my heavier law. What is the maskana? What do we come out from over here? So Toshima, the time we learned, hirchik yes eidim shnei shitim in aksav. If the eidim first sign 2 lines below the star, posel. Pochus mikan, anytime it's less than 2 complete lines, mashma is only a line and a half, then kosher. So here we see clearly, a line and a half is still kosher. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be? Ho yu arbo v'chamish edim ha'chasumim al ashtar. Let's say the added on a few edim to sign on the star. Like we'll soon see, let's say the 2 edim, the kosher edim, signed below, and there was a few line space between the end of the star and the edim. So they wanted to fill it in already with Edom. So locher is these Edom that are filled in, even if nimsechemim korvay posel tiskayim edus b'shar. Even though these fillers, the Edom that signed to fill in the 1 or 2 lines, are kroivim, the psulim liedus, still recuse the bottom 2 Edom. They don't pass on the bottom 2 Edom because we don't really need them for edus. They're only there to fill up the space. And also the dugmaza. That if you fill up a star, that there's a few lines between where the star ends and where the kosher edim signed, if you fill it up with edim or kroivim, so with edim kroivim, still the star is kosher. And the outer tama, don't ask any big question here. How could that be? Sharvei, because here we find the dugmaza that avir sukkah poisel b'shloisha. If you have just space in Yitzchach, 3 tvachim wide, that passes the sukkah. But tzchach posel, but let's say you have not just air space, but you have, let's say, metal up there, you have tzchach posel up there, then posel biyabo, then it only passes if you have 4 tvachim wide. But if you have 3.5 tvachim wide of metal, that does not passel the tzchach. So you see, if it's empty, it's posel. But if you fill it up, it can become kosher. Yeah, so that's a lucha you see, even though if it's nothing's there, it's worse. If you put something there, even though it's psulim, it makes it better. Say, Russell the Edom, without any Edom at all, it's like a posel. But now that you put some Edom psulim there, it covers up the blank 2 lines, therefore the star becomes kosher. Now the Gemara says, Yibud will have a question like this. Shnei shitin shamru. That's what it says, 2 shitin, 2 lines left over. Apostle, hein v'yavirim.